things have been righted. Things that were wrong yesterday are right today. How amazing is that?
Amazing.
Wednesday, the 23rd. Ken's voice there. Roberta Fasanelli is here. I have made an executive decision, by the way.
Oh.
We will no longer discuss changing the name of the Queen of Cheap broadcast, or part of the broadcast, because I don't care whether the advertisers like it or not.
Wow.
I like it. The audience
cavalier,
likes it.
Sir.
We have spoken. Be damned those advertisers who don't like to call you, or hear me call you, the Queen of Queep. Yes. All right, so what does the Queen of Queep have to give us today? Later on in this half hour, Roberta will regale us with fabulous bargains, including...
Well, Home Depot wants to give you $5, so we're going to tell you how to do it. I'm going to tell you about free stuff from Pillsbury. Also, a change in Amazon's shipping policies, things about costumes for Halloween, and also deals for our veterans or active duty military.
Well, I'm going to give you money-saving tips. Those of you who belong to food buying clubs, I've got some news for yous. And good day. All right, Jennifer, you're going to do the television report.
I am, and I'm without internet access, but I'll tell you what I put together before.
Wait, just a second, please. No excuses. Nobody cares.
No, I'm going to tell you that
I
have...
You have to tell us that. You shouldn't have told us that. We would have been impressed no matter what it was that you were saying. We don't care.
Well, I'm hoping to have more to tell you is what I'm saying. But what I'm going to tell you now...
Make it up.
...is a list of shows that are very close to being canceled.
No.
So if you like them, you better watch them.
Oh.
Some shows on Showtime that have been renewed. And maybe a show that was thought to be dead may be coming back.
No. Really?
TV.
Wow.
Yes.
Dead. The dead lives.
And it's nothing to do... Well, actually, it is something to do with the dead. Yes.
Zombies?
Not zombies.
All right, so the people in the government are kind of crowing today about the unemployment numbers from yesterday. You may have seen several of them. Several different numbers, conflicting numbers. However, the predictions were we were going to have X number of people on the employment line. I guess the good news is, if you can extrapolate this from all the numbers, unemployment is at 7.2%. Last year at this time, it was much higher. I guess it was 8. Was it about 8.2%, I think, last year at this time, wasn't
it? But is that an accurate number?
Well, that's the whole... Thank you, Jennifer. You're a genius.
I know.
Once again, Jennifer Horn proves that she is, as she is supposed to be, a genius. The numbers are massaged.
Of course.
They are maneuvered. Nobody ever has the numbers of people who are actually unemployed. They have the number of people who are on the unemployment rolls. But those who have stopped collecting because their benefits have run out equal usually almost as many people as who are collecting. So what's the real number? The government would tell you that there are 45,000 fewer jobs than there were in the month of August. The month of September lost 45,000 jobs, in other words, but yet there were more unemployed. That right there should tell you somebody's doing something with the numbers that doesn't make a whole lot of sense. As long as you have a job, isn't that what's important anyway? Right? If you don't have a job, things are a little tough. If you got a job, good. Protect that job. Do a good job so you can get a better job if you don't like that job. I never have understood people who don't like their work and they do a lousy job. I don't like my job. I'm not... How do you get out of the job that you don't like to go to a better job?
It's not like you're a shining star if you're just phoning it in.
Yeah. If you're phoning it in, you're going to get dispatched like the Bishop of Bling. You heard that story,
who?
Right? The Bishop of Bling.
Didn't hear that one, boss.
A German...
This is Doug's alter ego.
Every hour. This is going to get...
a good Halloween costume.
This is going to... That's actually a good idea. This is going to get the Bell of Freedom Award for today. The Pope has fired a bishop because of his lavish lifestyle.
Uh-huh.
You are spending too much of our money. We don't like it. You're fired. You grew up a Catholic.
Can the Pope do that?
Well, yeah. Of course he can do it. He can do whatever he wants. He's God's son on earth. He's the Pope.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Isn't he supposed to be the extension of Jesus?
No, he's supposed to have a hotline.
Oh, okay. Well, he does. red phone on his desk.
Not an extension, but a hotline, yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if the, does the Pope use a cell phone?
Oh, sure.
What do you think?
You know, like Mork calling Orson.
Does the Pope,
you know,
have...
Pope calling God.
He's playing Candy Crush on it right now.
Does the Pope have an iPhone?
There you go.
Find out. Does the church have, like, schools are now trying to get everybody to have iPads?
I just spilled my coffee all over my desk.
Nice going, Roberta.
Yeah, just choose.
Does that mean you're going to go off the air and we won't have a Queen of Cheap report? What does that mean?
You've got to give me 5 minutes.
All right, I'll give you 5 minutes. In the meantime, a discussion of gas prices. How many of you have noticed that the prices of gasoline have dropped significantly would be the word I would use.
I did. I was excited. Under $3.
Yeah.
Get very excited when that happened.
I was just looking around
here. Or no,
that's
$3. Under $4. Sorry.
The AAA survey shows that the average price here in Massachusetts is $3.35. Let's see here. A year ago, the average price was $3.76. Woo-wee. The price is... ranging from, I saw $3.19 this past weekend. So what's the cheapest you've seen, Kenny, around where you are in San Diego?
$3.63 last night.
$3.63. See, isn't it interesting how relative that all is? It's still a dollar more than Newt Gingrich says it ought to be, and it is. $2.50 is the price.
But we're appreciative now because it was almost $5, so now it's like
$3.97,
yay.
Is that what Richie says? We're suckers.
We are, absolutely.
We're getting suckered into this, and then when things go better, then the report today, by the way, is that America is drowning in its own... Isn't this wonderful? This is really amazing how words get used. We're drowning in our own oil. The price of oil has gone down in a week to $92 a barrel. Now, what we all have thought was that it was significant when it was in the 70s and the 60s, which was, what, 3-4 years ago? Hasn't been down that low. But it's gone down because we are pumping a lot out of the ground. There are lots of independent oil. I know a fella, I've known him for quite a while, who has lots of oil and gas holdings, and he went around when business was lousy. This is how smart this guy is. Business was lousy, and everybody was shutting off their little home. You know, a lot of people have oil wells in the backyard. You know that, right? All through Pennsylvania, Ohio, Illinois, Indiana,
sure,
even in California.
Yeah.
Yeah. So these people weren't getting enough money because oil was so cheap, so they shut them down. So this guy went around and bought them all up. Thousands of them. Guess how much money he has now?
Oh, tons.
Lots.
Yeah.
Yeah. As because he was smart enough to see. So at $92 a barrel, it's still a pretty good deal. But will it go down lower? Maybe. Depends on a lot of different things. I still would like to see more ethanol. People think I'm crazy, especially farmers who are my friends. You know what a mess that makes of the price of corn? We've had a good... that's another... Here's an anecdotal sidelight to what you're going to pay for food this winter, much less than you did last winter, because it was good corn crop this year. What a shame. When the crop is lousy, prices are high. When the crops are good, I'm talking about in terms of quality. Last year, the quality of the corn was awful because there wasn't enough rain. This year, enough rain, lots of good, healthy corn. Price is half what it was last year for the farmers. So if they made $6 a bushel for corn last year, $3 is about where it is now. So doesn't that seem...
But wouldn't they be selling more of it because there is more?
Yeah, but it
so
still
it
takes
all
kind a lot of
work.
I don't... Yeah, but still, when you think about it, it just doesn't... well, it is. I guess it's the way
like
the commodities
it.
Market works. I think if you're producing something good, you ought to get paid more for it than when you produce something that's bad. That's, well, silly me and my ideas about reality. 16 past the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Are you a man, Kenny?
No.
Or a woman,
yes.
Jennifer?
Yes.
Worried about your blood pressure?
Only when I get upset.
Really? I don't want to give you any cause to be upset. But if you ever do get upset, I have Heart Factors Plus for you, Jennifer. It's an all-new, all-natural formula. Boosts your nitric oxide levels. See, when I talk about these things, sometimes people think they're just for men because there are benefits to Heart Factors Plus that go beyond your heart, if you get my drift. But it also is good for women, if you get my drift, because blood's necessary everywhere in order to make life better. I think that's as much information as I have to pass along. at least regarding that. Heart Factors Plus works brilliantly for men and women who are worried about their blood pressure. 800-577-8560. Just try it. It's all natural. It'll work. And you won't even notice. If you have high blood pressure, you'll notice it coming down bit by bit, little by little. But the other thing is that you'll notice other things working better in your body. So boost your body and your chances of not having to worry about your heart through your life as long as a lot of blood's getting to it. That's what you need. 800-577-8560 for Heart Factors Plus. 90-day money-back guarantee. You don't have anything to lose except that high blood pressure. Try Heart Factors absolutely risk-free that way. 800-577-8560.
Geico presents another helpful message from your conscience.
As your conscience, I want to chat with you about saving money on car insurance by switching to Geico. People love Geico. Why do you think they have a 97% customer satisfaction rating? Because great service and saving money is satisfying. More satisfying than taking pens from work. So switch to Geico. And remember, someone has to order pens for the office. Don't make it harder on them.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
We've all experienced it. That moment when your mind is focused and you feel like you can accomplish anything. That moment now comes in a bottle. Introducing No Dose Energy Shots, the shot that provides hours of energy to power your mind. Just what you'd expect from the No Dose brand, a trusted leader in mental alertness for 50 years. New No Dose Energy Shots, a sharper you awaits inside. Only at Walmart. Go to walmart.com for a $2 coupon.
Use this caffeine supplement as directed for adults only. Limit use of other caffeine sources.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Imagine wall-to-wall TVs, hand-spun wings, and 16 signature sauces, and over 20 beers on tap. That's a definitive home field advantage. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports. How many people do you think are going to go into that establishment tonight to watch the Red Sox knock the St. Louis Blues, the Blues, right?
That would be the hockey team. No, you're looking at the Cardinals.
The Cardinals. How could I forget that? They worked at Cam Works in St. Louis. How could I forget the Cardinals? So Roberta's got coffee all over her equipment, and so she's been shorted out, as it were. So we'll get her in the Queen of Sheep report. I was talking earlier about how you can save money with food buying clubs. Those of you who've been paying a dollar for a pepper, you want to buy produce, is there a less expensive way to do it? Yes. People setting up co-ops and buying in bulk so they can get it less, and some of them we have that with milk. Milk buying clubs. People buying raw milk from my store and bringing it to other folks. Buying clubs are groups that combine their buying power and labor to buy in bulk from wholesale distributors, and then they distribute the food among themselves to eliminate the supermarket. That's a way. Look around for co-op directories in your area. Co-ops, or they call coops sometimes. 21 after on Good Day.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPACH 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of 2 families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
I did especially for Roberta because I wanted her to hear her complain about all these women sounding the same. This is from last night's Voice, Roberta.
Sounds the same.
Team Christina's Olivia Henkin and Stephanie Ann Johnson doing a song called Done. Crank it up, Michael, will you?
They all sound like they're shouting.
Yeah, the song is pretty shouty, just to be fair.
And normally, who did this song originally, Jennifer?
The band Perry.
The band Perry?
Yeah.
No relationship to Katy Perry?
No.
All right. Or Perry Mason?
No.
Perry Mason.
Not that I know of, anyway.
Does Jen even know who Perry Mason is?
Yeah, of course. Does. Yeah. Oh, okay. Doesn't everybody know who Perry Mason is?
No.
Do you think there are people?
Young.
Do you think your children know who Perry Mason is?
Absolutely not.
Neither.
Not a clue.
Really?
The older one might, but yeah. I know the younger one has no idea.
My grandmother used to be in love with Perry Mason, and she didn't realize.
Find the Perry Mason theme, would you please, Michael, so that we can relive that thrilling moment from yesteryear. Meanwhile, they were on Team Christina, those two, and as you know, the Voice now is sort of whittling down.
We're battling.
Yes, to get the final contestants here. So, Christina. I've told you the story about how Raymond Burr got the job, right?
No.
And I told you that story?
Can we tell it on the air?
You probably. I have told this on the air.
Do you know that Raymond Burr has his own winery?
Raymond Burr is quite
really?
Quite dead at the moment.
He is, but his partner continues on.
Yes, he did. The essence of Earl Stanley Gardner wrote the Perry Mason books. You knew that. And he always gets credit at the end of the movie, at the end of the television show, based on the novels written by Earl Stanley Gardner. Started with a short story. Anyway, so there are lots of candidates for the job of Perry Mason. And Earl Stanley Gardner is sitting in the back of an auditorium, and nobody knows he's there except the producers and to-be directors of the Perry Mason show. So they are trying to cast Perry Mason. And if you remember who Hamilton Berger was, the district attorney, the police chief Trag, wasn't it Lieutenant Trag? How bad is that I remember that? Anyway,
Remember what you had for breakfast, but you can remember the name of the detective.
The guy who played Drake, the detective, was Hedda Hopper's son. All those people were applicants for Perry Mason. Every single male role that was cast on that show came from those who walked across the stage in front of the director, the producer, and Earl Stanley Gardner. Every single
That's
one of them
cool.
came. They only had one casting call. They were looking for Perry Mason, and they dragged everybody that applied for the job or wanted to be Perry Mason. They put them someplace in the show.
That's a good consolation prize, isn't
when
it?
When Raymond Burr walked through the curtain on the stage, he didn't say a word. Not one word. He looked out onto the what would have been the audience had the auditorium been full. Earl Stanley Gardner looked at him and said, "That's him! That's Perry Mason!" He didn't say a word. Not a word.
Well, I guess you can tell from the demeanor how they're holding themselves.
How they carry themselves.
Yep, absolutely.
And wouldn't you say the way Perry Mason, even up to his end, I mean, that was the defining role in his career for, what, 30 years?
Mm-hmm.
He was. He didn't play Perry Mason. He, in most people's mind, was Perry Mason.
Mm-hmm.
And that really is, it's kind of like Matt Dillon, although, yeah, Matt Dillon was, James Arness was Marshall Dillon. You get identified with a character, and that's what you say every time you ever saw, even if he wasn't playing Marshall Dillon, you'd say, that's Marshall Dillon.
But isn't that an actor's nightmare, though? They don't want to be characterized like that?
How it works. 28 after this good day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Is your cat depressed? The best way to know when something's wrong is to pay close attention to the cat's behavior when everything is going right. Take a note of how much your cat normally plays so you know when she develops an unenthusiastic attitude towards toys and games that once amused her. How's her normal appetite? Has she always been finicky or moderately picky, or does she eat with gusto? Note the cat's sleeping habits. You know, 9 times out of 10, there will be signs of general inactivity when a cat is not feeling well, either physically or psychologically, and yes, cats become depressed. Watch for lackluster effort in personal grooming habits. Most cats, as we know, are fastidiously clean, licking and grooming themselves in almost a ritualistic manner. Be on the lookout for changes in behavior. Is he normally a sweet cat, but all of a sudden becoming more aggressive? Or is he normally a very friendly, sociable cat hiding under the bed when people come over? Look what your cat is like when he's feeling good. Then you'll know when something's wrong, and then you'll be able to take the right action. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And now, an important sponsored message for men only from GetEDSolutions.com. Men who were formerly taking ED medication are now reporting that a secret underground video has restored their male performance better than pills. These men say this secret underground video is bringing back the male performance and sensation they've been missing for years, and it's working better than pills.
Things are so much better now. Everything kind of came back overnight. My girlfriend is very happy.
I purchased your product yesterday, and it was fantastic.
I have used your system for about 3 weeks and am already seeing great results.
The owner of this video has reported the overwhelming bandwidth costs may necessitate his taking this video down. Don't miss watching this urgent video on fixing male performance while it's still up at GetEDSolutions.com. There may only be hours left, so watch now at GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low sodium, low cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spruce Seal of Approval. Now get our March grab-and-go bucket special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Studio to the place where all the food is and then back again. With once in a while the trip to the bathroom, TMI. Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Ken Kessler. Richie is having his day after. Treatment was yesterday, so he's got his day after. We're having our monthly meeting or a regular meeting later on today, so he'll make it to the phone for that. But
are we all in trouble?
No, we're having our conversation. No. Why? You think I'm taking you to the woodshed?
I think we're all going.
Like it was so important that we
Important. We have to move onward and upward. Uh-huh. Take advantage of the opportunities that are presented to us here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. I'm Dudley. Roberta is here, Queen of Cheap. We have a belated, related Queen of Cheap report. I took the time while you were supposed to be on the air, Roberta. Roberta had a little accident there in the studio.
I spilled my coffee all over everything, including my phone.
Nice going, Roberta. So anyway, I suggested there are ways of you saving money buying fruits and vegetables, that sort of thing, food in general, by joining a co-op. Some people call them coops. In Southern California, we call them coops. Go to the coop. As a matter of fact, here in Massachusetts, I remember that's how the Harvard coop got started. Everybody heard about the Harvard coop? You know what the Harvard coop is?
Is it a big chicken coop?
No, it's at Harvard University. It's their clothing exchange. And everybody who is a member of the Harvard community gets deep discounts on the
regular clothing. So I'm going to guess the Harvard co-op and not the Harvard
coop. No, we all called it the coop.
Really?
Yep. We'd go to the coop, get a jacket, sport coat, dresses, whatever it is you could buy anywhere in department stores. They'd buy it, put it in, and sell it for pretty much cost. So you could buy things if you're a Harvard student, used and new. They were used. I remember actually going into the coop once 10 years or so ago, getting an overcoat that I still have. It's warm, one of those nice herringbone sort of wool top coats. It looks as good today as it did then. I'm going to figure if somebody sees me in it, they go,
something
like that. No, it's not. I told you it was wool. All right, let's get to some of the stories today before we get to the Queen of Cheap report and our television report. Results are in. There have been a number of people who have been interested, for, I suppose, obvious reasons, in trying to discredit the movement to legalize marijuana. Mm-hmm. However, according to the polls released this week, 58% of you are now in favor of legalizing marijuana, period, end of story. Never mind medical marijuana, just regular marijuana. Gallup poll says 39% of the respondents said that pot ought to remain illegal. 58% said it ought to be legal. Do those numbers add up? No, there's a few people in the middle here that we haven't. Maybe they don't care. We're having a big discussion. I remember the Framingham town meeting, fall town meeting going on, although it was abruptly canceled, or not canceled, but curtailed last night when they figured out that the Red Sox game was on tonight and they wouldn't have a quorum. So they better hurry up and get everything done.
The important things are getting done.
Right, exactly, yeah. So anyway, the discussion of medical marijuana and where to sell it in Framingham has become a big, they're going to have to build a 40,000 square foot warehouse because you got to grow it inside. You have to have security guards at every door, shoot to kill if people go in there to steal marijuana.
Dude.
Isn't that amazing? How? Because marijuana has been legalized for medical use in Massachusetts. So now they got every town has to set up a district wherein medical marijuana can be grown.
Okay.
But think about it this way. It does away with the drug cartels.
Yeah, I mean, everything. That's why I said it. Well, all the stuff already legalized.
It's not like they're legalizing all the other stuff. I mean, they're much of the drug cartels operate in pot?
It's a gateway drug.
That's what some people say.
That is what some people say. This date in history, 1997, the Women in Military Service Award. First time, let's see, Vice President Al Gore. Featuring,
I didn't realize he was a woman in military service.
Well, he was in charge of making this a big deal.
Oh, okay.
The Women in Military Service for America Memorial was dedicated at Arlington National Cemetery, honoring all women in the military, past and present, I guess in the future, too, who have served the U.S. and have lost their lives. I was thinking, when I remembered this, looking around, my wife's father was buried at Arlington National Cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wondered whether, and I walked around during the morning of the processional and of the funeral, wondering if there were any women. See, leave it to me. That's kind of...
You were hunting at your...
I was looking around.
No.
I was.
No.
I was looking around.
Well, why not?
For women.
Oh, you mean not to date. You mean...
No, dead women. If there are any women. What's the matter with you?
Well, I don't know how good you're dating.
You
want to
date dead women?
I was dating one at the time, more or less.
Ooh.
Anyway, it was an interesting experience. It was really a fascinating experience, looking around there, thinking about all of those men that were buried in there and you know, why they died, that kind of stuff. It kind of brought me around. Speaking of Arlington National Cemetery, have you seen the controversy this week about President John F. Kennedy's brain being missing from the National Archives?
Really?
What?
Ew.
Apparently...
Wait. First of all, I want to know, why is his brains in the National Archives?
Well, they aren't. That's the point.
But why were they there in the first place?
They aren't. That's the point. They're missing, duh.
They are missing. There's a new book out this week, claims that RFK... This was supposed to be a serious conversation.
Okay, go ahead, back to you.
Robert F. Kennedy may have taken his brother's brains from the National Archives to conceal an illness that he had. There's a book called End of Days, The Assassination of John F. Kennedy by James Swanson. If you look at the New York Post this week, every day, Roberta, there are excerpts being published. In the book, he writes, "Not all of the evidence from the assassination is at the National Archives. One macabre item from the collection is missing, the president's brain."
But that's my question. You mean before they buried him,
yes,
they took out his brain and they saved it?
Yes.
Do they do that with all presidents? They want to see why they're like crazy?
I don't know the answer to that. All I know is that Robert Kennedy took his brother's brain, not to, according to the book, to conceal the evidence of conspiracy, but to conceal evidence that he was a very ill man.
With what?
And his brain had been affected by all the medications that he was taking. Hmm. He was actually, this book theorizes Alzheimer's, dementia, that sort of thing, starting in his 40s.
Wow. Well, he had chronic back problems.
Right, and he took lots and lots of pills, and that affected his brain. Anyway... And when he was in the hospital at Parkman, I think it was in Parkman. I don't know how the order came down, but they told the doctors, take out his brain. It was put in a container and stored in a cabinet at the Secret Service headquarters.
Okay.
A filing cabinet.
So let's fast forward to now. Okay, yeah. And I'm seeing this happen, like, play out in a reality show.
Tupperware brain thing.
I'm seeing this, goodness, like, in a storage unit, and I'm seeing the Storage Wars guys bid on the thing and then open up the container and see a brain.
Brain, yep, there it is. Ugh. Yep.
Yeah, nothing in there except a container
brain
with some formaldehyde and a brain.
And a brain. Yep, that's what it is. Okay. All right, so there's something that you'll be talking about today. Roberta, now let's check the Queen of Cheap report. It's important.
She's the Queen of Cheap, the diva of Tuxedo. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
All right, Exhibit A from
Home Depot. We have a special coupon for you at DougStephan.com. What it does, it gives you $5 off your $50 purchase.
$5.
You spend $50, you get $5.
$5.
You go to DougStephan.com to get that coupon. Pillsbury. If you sign up for the Pillsbury newsletter, it's absolutely free. Just go online, sign up for it. You get all sorts of stuff. You get free samples in the mail. You get recipes, coupons. So it's definitely worthwhile doing. Military. If you're active military or if you're a veteran also, you can get free admission to Knott's Berry Farm from November 4th through November 27th, almost a whole month, absolutely free. So it's active duty, military, one veteran, veterans plus one guest. And you could go every day if you want to Knott's Berry Farm, absolutely free. Costume Express, if you haven't gotten your costume yet, they've got 25% off plus free shipping on orders of $75 or more. They've got some pretty cool stuff, and we got the special coupon code for you in order to save that. And this notice about Amazon, they're increasing their Super Saver shipping. It used to be that if you spent $25, you got free Super Saver shipping. Now you have to spend $35. But this is kind of, I think they're doing this because they want you to sign up for Amazon Prime. So what they're going to do is give you one free month of a trial for Amazon Prime. I think Amazon Prime is about $79, and you get the free 2-day Super Saver shipping, but you also get all sorts of other cool stuff. Like you can borrow a free Kindle book from there. You can have instant video watching, kind of like a Netflix thing. And you also get that free Super Saver shipping. So actually, I have that. It's actually a pretty good deal.
Roberta has it. So if you want to be just like Roberta when you grow up, you better take advantage of this deal now.
So increase in Super Saver shipping at Amazon.com, and you'll find all of these wonderful ways to save money at the Queen of Cheap site at DougStephan.com.
Supermarket guru Phil Lempert in the post right next to Roberta's box set. There's all kinds of things that will help you buy. That's where I got the idea for the co-ops.
The coop.
The coops, if you will, because Phil suggests that's a great place to go and buy or put together some kind of co-op or go to the co-op and buy.
How do you find vegetables. Them?
There's one on that I go to in Santa Monica that's on California Avenue, as a matter of fact. I think they're fantastic, and they really do. This is all an organic co-op. Buy fruits, vegetables, other foods there that are all organic, and the prices are very reasonable. So it's a cool deal. 16 before the hour. Speaking of cool deals, Jennifer next on Good Day with her focus on television.
Office Max, business tip of the day. According to a survey by the National Small Business Association, nearly half of all small businesses have been victims of cyber attacks. By storing your business data on the cloud, your sensitive information can be protected with a secured platform, boost productivity with anytime, anywhere access, and reduce hardware, paperwork, and management costs. This tip was brought to your business by the new OfficeMax Services Center.
Let's get it started.
I own a pop stand, actually two. Sure, there are days I say, let's blow this pop stand. Not today. I just discovered the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team is printing our new signs and banners at half off. Our stores look amazing, and business is popping.
Let's get it started.
This week, get 50% off on select signs, banners, and posters at the new OfficeMax Services Center. Valid in-store only. See store for details.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
In today's debate on immigration, some congressmen say no new workers should be allowed until the borders are secure. We all know the importance of border security, but if we look through the lens of liberty, we realize how unrealistic it is to spend billions on more agents and higher fences without also addressing the labor problem. Building a wall will not keep people from jobs they need, nor will it keep small businesses from finding the workers they need. Big walls have been tried since the Great Wall of China, over 2,000 years ago. It didn't work then, and it won't work now. We need a guest worker program with strong incentives for workers to come through the gate, not over the wall, so police can concentrate on real criminals rather than people who just want work.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
You've always strived to make the best choices. And Rite Aid is here to help you keep making the best choices by giving you the information you need to choose the right Medicare Part D prescription plan coverage. During a free review of your Medicare Part D options with your pharmacist, Get information about available plans so you can pick the plan with the best value based on your Rite Aid prescriptions and avoid the possibility of overpaying, as plans and options can change year to year. And transfer all of your prescriptions to Rite Aid today to get Wellness 65 Plus points that could earn you up to 20% off almost the whole store for a year. Enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today for a free review of your Medicare Part D prescription plan options. Certain limitations apply. Prescriptions and certain non-prescription items are not eligible for the 20% discount. See your local Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
It's autumn, and the weather is cool and crisp. Whether you're enjoying the brilliant colors of fall or watching football at home with your family, you'll want Citrus Magic, the perfect fresh air solution. Made in the USA, Citrus Magic Air Freshener is considered the most effective odor eliminator, naturally absorbing bad odors and replacing them with fresh scents. Available as a long-lasting solid air freshener or non-aerosol spray at Walmart, Target, Walgreens, Kroger, your local hardware store, or online. There's magic in the air. Citrus Magic.
Nutritious and delicious. Citrus Magic Air Fresheners. Members of my staff wanted to know what this was. Citric Magic Air Fresheners, the perfect fresh air solution, eliminates bad odors naturally and replaces them with fresh scents. There's magic in the air with Citrus Magic Air Fresheners. Available as a solid air freshener or non-aerosol spray. You can get it online or at Target, Walgreens, Kroger, Walmart, your favorite local hardware store. If they're any good, it's carrying Citrus Magic. All right?
All right.
Nice job. Okay. Jenna hasn't done the television report yet.
Not yet.
Say, nice job, Jen.
And by request,
yes.
We'll start this TV report off with a program reminder, Dougie.
It's the Baseball World Series.
It's the World Series
tonight.
The Red
Sox versus the Birds.
Everybody's, I wasn't going to talk about it.
About the bird, bird.
But Michael said it's the biggest TV story of the day.
It is the biggest TV.
All right, the Red Sox will be facing off against the Cardinals in Boston, by the way, tonight, if you'd like to tune in on the Fox Network at 7:30.
So it's all red except for the big green wall.
The big green monster.
Big green monster.
Absolutely. All right, good news for Showtime fans. I know a lot of people that liked 24 like Homeland, and I really want to start watching it. As a side note, Homeland just got a pickup for a fourth season, so that's good news for them. And a renewal was given by Showtime to Masters of Sex.
Ooh.
That one sounds
the story of
scandalous.
Masters and Johnson.
Yes, there you go. Now, there's some shows in the biz, in the TV biz, they call shows on the bubble, and that means shows that are getting ready for cancellation unless you start watching them. So I thought I'd give you a list, because if you like these shows, now's the time to start it up. Back in the Game on ABC looks close to cancellation. Betrayal on ABC. Dads on the Fox Network. Really? Also, the Goldbergs on ABC. Hostages on CBS.
Really?
MasterChef Junior on
Hostages
Fox.
Hostages is not making it, huh?
Not
it's
making it.
It's too hard
it.
To follow.
The Michael J. Fox Show on NBC. Once Upon a Time in Wonderland on ABC. Sean Saves the World on NBC. Super Fun Night on ABC. And Trophy Wife on ABC. ABC tried out a lot of new comedies this year, and nothing has really broken
out
of the
pack. Because they're not
funny. Some of them are. Most of them are not. I've watched a couple of them. I like Trophy Wife. I like Sean Saves the World. All right, Body of Proof was a show on ABC that was canceled last year.
Right.
But now it looks like it might be coming
back.
ABC is bringing it back.
I told you I met the Australian guy that's one of the stars in the coffee shop over at the mall on the corner of La Cienega and Beverly.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Didn't I tell you that?
No.
You don't know this guy? This guy's a good-looking Aussie. Did you ever watch that show? This guy would have been somebody you'd have chased around.
I watched Mark Valley on that show.
Mark Valley
is my friend, by the way.
Other guy. No, this is another guy from Australia. Good for you, Jennifer.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, Mark. Jennifer and Doug and Roberta and Kenny are good day.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
For our weekly visit from Warren Eckstein, your pet's best friend with the news, views, commentary. I drop the news and Warren says, huh? So let's start with this Japanese company that has introduced wine exclusively made for cats. Story at DougStefan.com. A company has made wine that's for cats. I'm not sure I understand why somebody would want to buy wine that was made for cats.
This is perfect for the single woman. Cats and wine. Oh, my gosh.
Really?
Sign me up.
Huh. I have beer for my dog.
Yeah, they do have beer for dogs.
Beer for dogs. And so it's non-alcoholic. Let's get that straight.
Right.
You're not going to have a cat staggering around the house.
A cat.
Well, I can't find the scratching post. Drive me home, Dad.
That's a great line.
The bottom,
excuse me.
quote me on that. The bottom line is really that it's a gimmick. People want to, are really close to their pets, and they want to humanize their pets. And as far as I'm concerned, as long as it's not harmful and it's healthy and it's not going to hurt them, you know, let people enjoy
organic.
A little bit. Hey, listen, I've been to bark mitzvahs. I've been to weddings for dogs.
I mean, bark mitzvahs?
Yes, I've been to bark mitzvahs. Yes, I have been.
Really? Did they do anything?
The people are rich, right?
For the most part, yeah. For the most part, what else can I do with my money? My feeling is this: if you have enough money to have a bark mitzvah for your dog, or a wedding for your dog, or buy wine for your dog, donate it to a local humane society. If you have that much money to spend, that's what I think that should be.
My question is this: if they do a bark mitzvah, is it in dog years or people years?
That's a great question, because it's 7 for everyone, so 2 years would be 14. They missed.
That'd be right about 2 years old. You got to be a bark mitzvah. 600 cats and dogs have died.
How do they keep the yarmulke on the dog's head?
They have a little. I should put that on Facebook. I have a yarmulke and a collar for a dog. I'm going to post it.
Do you really?
I do.
Okay, can I get back to the and now the rest of the news? 600 cats and dogs have died. 3,600 have been sickened in a mysterious illness linked to jerky treats for dogs. Guess where they're made, boys and girls?
China!
Yes, you get the prize. And, of course, the folks at the FDA, who are always jolly on the spot, have yet to determine the source of the outbreak. But because most of these jerky treats are made in China, they're looking at those. They're turning to veterinarians and to you if your pet is sick. They want you to be in touch with the FDA. Here's an open letter, Warren. Animal health officials asking vets to track and send detailed information about animals that have been sickened by these treats, as well as samples and test results. There were other jerky treat deaths back in 2007. However, most of these, by the way, are sold by Purina Del Monte's. I didn't realize Del Monte had a pet line.
Yeah, Del Monte has. In fact, I think they just sold off some of their fruit stuff and got more. Milo's Kitchen, there's a Dog Treats, Wagon Train. There's a lot of them that have been recalled. But the bottom line is this. Here's how I feel, okay? Not that I'm anti-Chinese. I'm not anti-Chinese at all. But anything I buy for my pets or myself has to be made in the United States. Maybe I'll say that from Canada, England. But nothing for my pets.
Why don't you buy anything made in China, no matter what it was?
I guess. And, you know, and people still do that. They don't read the labels. You know, they're told to read the labels. Look for the first ingredient. Does it say protein? Does it say meat? Look at the first ingredient. Make sure it doesn't say made in China. Right. That's what I say.
There you go. Okay, there's a place. There's a place for us. There's a lake. Yeah, this is a lake in Tanzania where when animals go to drink out of it, they turn to stone. You hear this story?
No, I did not hear this
Lake
story.
Lake Natron, N-A-T-R-O-N, look it up, hell on earth. Their alkaline waters are a graveyard for birds, any wildlife at all. If you drink it, it's like drinking poison, and you are dead. Not only that, but because of there's all kinds of stuff, the bacteria and stuff that are in there, that's why this is so alkaline that the bacteria can survive. And what happens is that the animals are washing up on the body on the shore of this lake, and they're all they're almost
petrified.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
So the question has to be asked: can I bottle this stuff?
Do you have a target? Where would you like to be sitting? So what happens?
None of them are walking off with. I would only use it for people that walk upright. That's just so you know.
All right. So what do you make of? What do you tell people that when it comes to walking your dog? If you see a puddle in the road, you tell people not to let the dog drink.
Positively, absolutely not to let that dog drink out of the puddle. The bottom line is you don't know if there's antifreeze in there. You don't know what other bacteria is in there.
Look out for antifreeze.
Oof. If you're going for a walk with your dog, take a little water with you and give him a drink.
Ah, great idea. There it is. Inspiration from Warren Eckstein. Check out warrenexstein.com or the Pet Show.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.